Pray that the Lord really understands where my heart is coming from. I know I kind of made a little bit of a joke with Wayne this morning. He says, "Don't you think that your wife could have sold up that hole in your britches?" And I told him, I says, "Well, you know, poor people's got poor ways." And I think everybody here can kind of relate to that at one time or another in your life. But really and truthfully, this is where the work of the Lord is going to be done. It's going to be done in your work clothes. What you put on to go to your daily work from day to day, that's where the work of the Lord is going to be done. Now, here in the house of the Lord, we're going to be encouraged. We're going to be equipped to go out there and do the work of the Lord. But where the work of the Lord is getting done is out there. I can't tell you how many times I've kind of made this comment here at church from time to time. When our boys was young, we spent a lot of time at the ballpark, a lot of time. And matter of fact, it kind of got to be a joke. If you want to find Curtis and Teresa, just go to the ballpark. If they're not there, they soon will be. We spend a lot of time. As a matter of fact, even my mom and dad and her mom and dad says, "You know, you're spending way too much time playing ball." But that was the point and time in our life where we got to reach lost people. They didn't come to church with their first question about the Lord. They might have been in a church service when they had their second question or their third question, but the first question always comes when we're at work. And you want to know something? We need to be fully prepared to be engaged with unchurched people when we're out there. We need to be fully prepared to be engaged out there. Let's read this in God's holy word. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, I just have one verse this morning. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard this verse before. You know, if you've been in church over a month, you'll probably have heard this verse. But the Bible says this. Actually, Jesus is saying this to his disciples. "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, forgive us, dear Lord, if we've taken anything lightly about your service, our house of worship, our attitude about worshiping you, about reading the scriptures, about becoming connected and engaged to the scriptures. But, Heavenly Father, Lord, so many times I've read in your scriptures where you've used analogies and other types of word pictures that people could see and know and realize and understand the bigger truth. And the bigger truth is Jesus Christ, Him crucified and Him rose again, that we might be forgiven of our sins. And Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts today, Lord, that You'll start from the inside and work Your way to the outside, that our outside may better reflect the reality of what Jesus Christ has done on the very innermost part of our life and our heart and our soul, that the change has been real. Heavenly Father, just bless this service today that it might honor Your Son Jesus Christ in all that we say and do. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start out with this thought today. You know, it's just a very few people that has made a bigger impact on my oldest son than Eddie Duggar. And you know, Eddie Duggar has been considered one of the premier referees in the state of Missouri. That's just a fact. He has participated in refereeing Final Four events. Final Four basketball, baseball, girls softball. There's very few people that has refereed more basketball games at the Blue and Gold than Eddie Duggar. And you know, I could make a statement like that to some of the smaller towns around here, and I would get the comment, and I would like to, I don't normally title a message, but if I was to title this message, you would get this comment: yeah, but I remember a game when he blew a call. And I would say right back, yeah, but I know what Eddie Duggar has done for my son. I can tell you how that Eddie Duggar had helped Philip get connected with high school basketball refereeing. And not only would he do that, and I'm going to have to apologize for needing to have my wessel witted just a little bit. Or maybe it's wetting my whistle. But I've got a dry mouth and I'm going to have a little bit of help in order to get through this. But you want to know something? Eddie was engaged with my son outside of church that made a big impact. Not only does Philip highly respect Eddie Duggar, Eddie had been engaged with my son. And it was the type of engagement that made my son a better person. And matter of fact, a better referee, for as that goes. Christianity, at its very finest, will still make people say, yeah, but I know this about that person. I want us to understand about being engaged with Christianity is more than coming to church on a Sunday morning and participating with a theme. And with that said, thank you for those of you that has participated It makes me think that not only are you listening this morning, you really want to apply the biblical applications that it tells come tomorrow. If there's one thing that I could do, I would like, not me, I would like for the Scriptures to reach out and grab each and every one of us, that the application of the Scriptures might be performed tomorrow and the rest of the week. And you know what that application is? The application is exactly what the Scriptures talk about. The harvest truly is great. We need to understand that the seats that are empty needs to be filled. Amen. They don't really need to be filled because it will look good on our attendance board, or that it might make Melvin look good, or that it might be able to be reflected in the gym. And the gym, if you don't know, is the monthly magazine that the Free Will Baptist puts out once a month. The harvest truly is great because we're not impacting the world the way that we should. We're not impacting the world when it comes to our daily lives. And listen today, folks, people are always going to say, well, he's a Christian. Yeah, but I remember back when. The harvest truly is great. And one reason that the harvest truly is great is because the Holy Spirit isn't working in our lives the way that we should allow it to. What it is it's time to put up hay. If you've never heard that phrase before, when I was working for my grandpa, about the 1st of May, he says, you know, it's about time to put up hay. We need to get the equipment out and we need to get it greased and get it ready to go. And I would think in my head, don't you think it's a little early? Actually, I might even use this phrase, yeah, but don't you think it's a little early? Don't you think we could be doing something else that would be more profitable for the 1st of May? Yeah, but Grandpa, I would really rather do this. I would really rather go fishing. We could be going grabbing. Or, you know, the ground is soft right now, Grandpa. Don't you think that we could be building fence because the fence post would be drove a little easier while the ground is soft? Wouldn't there be a better time? Couldn't we get that equipment out on a rainy day when we're, you know, just pull it in the shed and work on it there? There's a big job ahead of us. You know, I know John knows what it means about putting up, when it's time to put up hay. There is a big job ahead of us at that time. And you know, it may not be just a couple of weeks and we're done. Putting up hay may be an all-summer job. Are we able to put up? Are we ready? Are we prepared for the task ahead of us? It's going to be a pretty big task. Are we spiritually healthy enough? Has our faith been exercised in the things that God has surrounded our life with to make us strong and vibrant and ready for the task? I've got a video that I'd like to show, and if they get ready to punch it in, I don't know if anybody has been aware of this type of exercise, and it's called CrossFit. Jordan, he's been kind of involved in that, and it's a pretty intense workout, and they're getting ready to put it on here. I'd just like for you to see what they're preparing their bodies to do when they're getting in competitions or trying to get their best out of this. If you go ahead and punch play there, watch this right here with this guy. This is just kind of a short clip of what they do. And watch this guy when he gets towards the end of his workout. You'll see that he's fixing to run out of gas. Now see, even before this point in this exercise, I'd be quitting. I'd be ready for a break. Okay, at this point, I'd be needing to call a chiropractor. You see, he's starting to slow down. Guy in the background encouraging him there. Don't slow down. Even at this point, he's going a lot slower than he was at the beginning. Okay, how much preparation did this person have to do to get to that point, to be able to go that hard for that long? How much preparation was there? A lot of preparation. This guy didn't get to where he could do that hard of a workout in just a couple of weeks or in a couple of months. He was totally prepared. He was totally focused to, this was his decision. This was a decision that he had made that he wanted to be able to do this much work in this short of a period of time. Let's put it this way. He knew how important it was to be prepared for the harvest. He knew how, let's put it in this realm of thinking. At this short period, for him to get ready for that, let's call that the harvest. He knew how important it was to kind of show off for this video. And yet, we will not see the importance of Monday through Saturday, how important that time frame is. That time frame is our harvest. We sit here on Sunday. And do we really exercise ourselves? Are we engaged enough in the message that what we hear, we want to put in application on Monday? And on Tuesday, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, are we engaged enough? How important is that out there where we show up for work every day? Yeah, I know how important it is. Yeah, but I've got other things I'd rather do. We have a rain and it washes out the water gap. When are we going to go fix that? Well, it depends on how bad the water gap is washed out. If it's only washed out bad enough, it'll still keep the cows in. We can put it off a couple of days. Yeah, but how determined are we to persevere in understanding how important the harvest is? I'll tell you what, to give you an idea about how important the harvest is, the saddest thing in this world is an unchurched person, a lost person out there that doesn't have a Christian praying for them. That's absolutely the saddest thing in the world. And you want to know something? These are kind of my farm clothes. And this is going to have to be a little bit of a side note. If you wore your farm clothes today and there's still a little bit of dirt on the bottom of your shoes, Sharon says that you can vacuum next week. That's just a side note. But you know, I've got another set of clothes too that I wear, and it's called construction clothes. I help build roads and work at a quarry sometimes, and I could get a lot of quarry dust on me. But the people that works at these quarries and out in construction sites, sometimes they're rough enough that you would never, ever imagine that they have any Christian influence around them whatsoever. And just maybe God has put me in that situation that I might be able to see those people as the way that God sees them. Amen. One slip up of my tongue, one slip. You want to know? I've got to put this out there. You want to know something? I know how I'm going to vote in an election. I've got a real good idea. And if someone was to come and ask me what my idea is, I might tell them. But you want to know something? If I thought for 1 minute me telling them what my idea and my philosophy was, if I thought for 1 minute that would disrupt my relationship with them in any sort of a way that I wouldn't be able to share Jesus Christ with them, I'd keep it to myself. I don't know, that's kind of a tricky thing. I don't want anybody to think that I can't stand up for my Christian values. If you don't want to know what I think, just don't ask. But I do have friends. I have one friend in particular that's very strong in his political views. And at this point, I just wouldn't even bring it up. Because I'm seeing my opportunity to maybe lead him to the Lord someday. The harvest is so great. The harvest is so important that a lot of stuff in the world just doesn't have that sort of impact that Jesus Christ is going to have in other people's lives. How do you define being engaged? When it comes to the harvest, when it comes to putting up hay, somebody's going to have to drive the tractor. Amen. Somebody's going to have to do it. I'm going to kind of use this story as an analogy. When I was just a teenager, we bought this old 605C Vermeer hay baler. And you really can't get the grasp of that baler unless you was actually doing the baling. It had a closed throat on it, and what that meant is it went through these two rollers before the hay went into the chamber. And I'm sure somebody had a great idea about designing it that way. But that person that designed it, they never lived to where they had to put up hay in a creek bottom field. Because there's sticks out there. And there's times that the creek gets up and kind of wads up the hay a little bit, and it's got a little bit of extra dirt and dust and trash and leaves and first one thing and another. And when you drove into one of those spots that I'm going to call them, the baler was going to plug up. And you know something? My dad drove that tractor around the field about two times, and he decided as a teenager it was time for me to learn how to bale hay. Amen. So I got on that old tractor and I drive a little ways and it get plugged up. And I found out, if you don't have a sharp knife, it's going to be a long day. Amen. And you had to learn how to get through having that hay stubble poking you in up under the cuticles of your fingernails, and they would even start bleeding and they'd be sore for days. But I learned something from my mistakes. I learned something about how that I needed to kind of drive into a windrow. And I learned something about having a good idea of them clump spots that be better off just staying out of. Or staying out of them until I got a bale started anyway. Don't be afraid of making a mistake when it comes to being engaged in Christianity. Amen. You'll find out that the Holy Spirit is going to be with you a whole lot better than you thought that it ever would be. Amen. Being engaged in the harvest is something what Christ expects out of us. It's not something that He thinks is a good idea for us to do. That it's a good idea that some people are just better at it than me. Melvin, he's just a... Some people are just people persons, and they know how to be engaged, and I will help in the background. I'll pray for those people that are good for it. Don't get me wrong, folks. Keep that praying. Keep that praying going on. Please keep that praying going on. I was told this week, one reason that our churches isn't full enough, me as a preacher, I need to be praying a little bit. I need to be a little bit more engaged with my sermon preparation. So keep on praying. I need to keep on praying. We need to get with it on the praying part. But we do not think that that releases us from the opportunity when the Holy Spirit's bringing it up. If we're faithful and if we're understanding enough that it doesn't matter, that we just don't have to worry about making a mistake. You know the guy? We've seen this picture of this guy working out. Well, he was working out in a gym. And the guy that owns that gym, I am proud to say that his name is Jared Stevens. Great Christian man. Some of you guys may have heard of him. He played football at Evangel. He was a wide receiver. And not only that, he played a little bit of football in Europe as a wide receiver. Watching those people, they are determined to take the next lift, to take the next step, to do the next push-up. Just one more. Just one more step. One more deeper step of engagement. Amen. Do you get where I'm coming from there? The harvest is great. And the Holy Spirit's wanting us to take one more step. You're almost there. Your maturity in Christ needs to just be just one more step. One more deeper step. I asked Jared. I said, what is it that's inside of you to take one more step? To go one more push-up, one more pull-up, one more setup, one more task in this progression of CrossFit. And here's what he said to me. God has put these desires inside of me from birth. My hope, and then he put this in parentheses, not in waiting, but in anticipation. That was in the parenthesis. So he says, my hope is that I glorify him through competing and running my gym. You know what he's saying? He's saying that where I'm going to glorify God the most is with my work clothes on. When I come to church and I get all la-di-da-ed up, there is a purpose there in it for Christ. When we come to worship, we need to be totally engulfed in the worshiping of the Lord. And this is a part, and this is an area that God expects our best. And we need to put on our best when we come to church and we worship Him. But when we really glorify God, it's out there in the trenches. Amen. It's out there where I would say the rubber meets the road. The harvest out there is truly great. The harvest is truly great. But the laborers are few. The people that's out there on Monday through Saturday, they're few that are laborers for Christ. But he says, therefore pray unto the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. I'm praying that I'll be more like Jared Stevens. I'm not waiting on what the Lord's going to do, but in anticipation, in the anticipation that I can't hardly hold myself back, that I'm just waiting for the Holy Spirit to start moving in somebody's life, that He brings up something that I'm portrayed in my life, whether it's my joy, whether it's my peace, whether it's my attitude, whether it's I'm working like I don't have to. Your boss is 3 hours away. He doesn't know what you do on a day-to-day basis. Why do you always got to think you've got to be busy? Because my boss isn't 3 hours away. My boss is here. He's living with inside me. That's who I work for. That's who I refuse to cheat. That's why I refuse to be like some others. Listen to this. The Lord says, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. I know it's hard sometimes. I know it's hard to lift that next weight, to do that next push-up, to run between the pull-ups and the push-ups. I know that sometimes you feel like you're running out of gas. Buddy, I know. I'm not trying to put a feather in my hat, but being bivocational, sometimes it is just hard. Because you're juggling things from one thing to the other. And buddy, I know that it is hard for 5 months. Every time you walk to the car, you say, shotgun. Amen. And everybody says, I wouldn't want you any other place in that car. You get in shotgun. But you know, sometimes you just run out of gas wanting to say shotgun. Amen. But you know, I heard one time somebody say, I'm either up or I'm getting up. Amen. Have you ever heard that, Glenn? I'm a little bit different because of my personality. I'm either here or I'm here. I don't have any. It's hard for me to be in the middle, just an even keel all the time. I'm either here, and when the middle comes, I'm just passing through.
Amen.
I need a little work on that. And I'm glad that I have someone like Glenn. I'm glad that I have people around me. I'm glad that I have people around me.
Amen.
My wife, Brother Glenn, Brother Melvin, Gail and Teresa. People. To let us know the harvest is great. The work is more important than me. The harvest is more important than me. It's not about me. The harvest is not about me. It's about other people. It's about other people. It's not about me. And you want to know what's the grandest thing? The grandest thing in the world. No other greater thing has there ever been than to be there when God's working. I tell you what, I like putting up hay. I may get a little frustrated pulling hay out of the baler or a breakdown or one thing or the other, but I like putting up hay. I really like seeing that last bale get stuck in the bale pen. We're done. Everything's put up. But what I really, really like is I like being there when God's a-working. When it comes to God's harvest, you know, I'm just a planter. Sometimes I'm a waterer. But God's the one that gives the increase when it comes to the harvest. It's not left up to me. It's not my job to do. But boy, I love being there when God's working. I love to see when God's working. I love to see when people are willing to be engaged with God's harvest. And every day is a new day. Every day is a new day.